basically pressure's been brought to bear from Clarence House, which is Prince Charles's mob, and the BBC and other broadcasters. They kind of seem to be trying to stop ABC2 from getting footage from anywhere. And what that means is that it's basically just not practical for us to try and do a live commentary for an event that we probably wouldn't be able to get pictures for. And because of that, the ABC's had to pull the pin, which we entirely understand and accept, because it's kind of beyond their control.
I wonder how they found out about it.
I have no idea. We were trying to keep this under wraps.
And yes.
The fact that, you know, I just didn't think that they read the Green Guide or the Guide or the World Wide Web or anything like that. I thought they were too old-fashioned to do that sort of stuff, but apparently it snuck out. That's a bit of a shock to us. Personally, I'm relieved because I was appalled by the prospect of our coverage. I thought it was entirely inappropriate, and I want to applaud the Palace for what's clearly a good stand and a win for sensible speech, if not free speech.
I love the fact that your Chris Taylor has said, "We've been taken off air before, but never by the Queen herself. It's an honour."
It is. Well, I mean, you know, this is about as close as close to royalty as we were ever going to get. Mm-hmm. So, you know, well may they say, "God save the Queen," because nothing will save the chase.
Thank you, Junko. Carmel in Camberwell has sent a text to you, Julian, though, with a suggestion. Can't the Chaser use puppets?
Well, look, much as I have affection for puppetry of any form, I feel like 3.5 hours of puppetry could test the limits of any member of the audience. Not to mention, I think it's probably, you know, beyond OH&S for the puppeteers to have to do 3.5 hours of boring royal puppetry. That would be too hard.
The ABC should put the Chaser guys on the radio to simulcast with the live footage the way that Roy and HG used to do with the football.
Yeah, look, there was some talk of that. Our feeling is that what we really wanted to do was to provide our commentary to the actual footage and, in fact, to roll in some gags and graphics and all that sort of stuff that we prepared. And so we don't think doing it on radio is really going to be a viable fallback. Plus, I mean, there's a bit of a stitch-up on here. The BBC is... it seems to be changing the goalposts by the second in terms of what conditions it's putting on the ABC. And my understanding, I haven't kind of seen the stuff directly myself, but my understanding is that there's now a rolled gold, big red flashing light, no chaser clause in the ABC's contract, which enables it to get the footage for ABC One for the main broadcast, which will continue. So, one of the things we always liked about this idea was that it seemed like a good use of multi-channeling. You know, if you wanted to watch straight down the line coverage,
that's right.
ABC One was doing that. If you wanted an alternative take and a bit more of a light-hearted approach, then you could flick to ABC Two. But apparently, Her Majesty did not approve, and Her Majesty has pulled the royal plug.
I'm just sighing here, Julian. As many a sympathetic tweet from Cam. Oh, good, the Chaser can't do their royal wedding commentary. Now I won't in any way be tempted to pay the event any attention whatsoever. So as far as I know too, Julian, some of the other commercial TV networks were planning an aspect of light-hearted coverage in what they were doing. I wonder if this affects them.
We're a little bit kind of bemused by this. We do seem to have been singled out a little bit, perhaps perhaps fairly. But, Channel 9's running Dame Edna Everage. And if the Palace has determined that Dame Edna Everage is not satirical, then I think they'll find themselves sorely mistaken. it's got pretty ridiculous the way this has gone. For a while there, it looked like we were going to have to... they would say that we could do footage, but not until but as soon as a member of the royal family set foot in Westminster Abbey, that then the broadcast would have to end.
That's crazy.
You know, this is kind of
Julian,
this is craziness.
We're very, very sad. I think the Queen still thinks that Dame Edna is a woman, though, so we probably need to leave it there. I'm sorry.
Well, cross-dressing is a very fine tradition in the British aristocracy.